The Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love the Mystery. Carlton Morse adventure thriller.
Boy, Leslie Morse sure is dead this time. How did it happen, Reg?
Well, so fast it was all over before I knew what was going on. I was watching outside his window on the fire escape. Marks was sitting up in bed talking on the phone. Well, suddenly the hall doorway there whipped open and a hand holding a revolver poked through and... Well, that's all there was to it.
You didn't get a look at him?
No, Captain. Nothing but the fist with the gun in it.
Well, the hospital surrounded. No one who can't be positively identified is allowed through the police lines.
Well, what's the matter, Jack? Marks kicking off seems to have knocked you all in a heap.
Yeah, it has.
I never thought he was such a good friend of ours.
Friend nothing. I'm up a stump. All my theories been knocked into a cocked hat.
It's crying. Now we know Marks isn't the mob leader.
Careful, Packett. I wouldn't touch anything until the medical examiner arrives.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Well, what's the matter, fella?
Captain Norton, there's an envelope in Marks' pajama pocket.
What's that?
Might throw some light on the situation. How about getting it?
Letter? Oh, yes, of course.
We'll have to turn the body over a little.
Not any more than necessary.
All right. Easy with him, Doc.
Yep.
There. Hold it. I can reach it. Hold it.
You got it?
Yeah, let him roll back.
I say, it's a sealed envelope.
Well, we'll see about this.
Now, what about it?
Well, listen to this. To whom it may concern. In case of my sudden demise, be it known that the estate of Sonny Richards is intact and in good condition, as the records in my office will testify. If I have in any way appeared violent and desperate of late, it was for no other reason than sheer nerves. I'm not a brave man, and for the past 6 months it has seemed to me I've been staring death straight in the face. I've seen those close to Sonny die right and left and always expected we might turn next. I don't know why this has happened or who was doing it. My first impulse was to turn Sonny's estate over to the court and get out, but I couldn't. I was afraid to stay on, but more afraid to admit I was a coward. Since I've been attacked once before, there is every reason to believe I will be attacked again, next time probably fatally. So I write this letter. Leslie Marks.
Belly pathetic.
Well, Jack, you sure enough had Leslie Marks all wrong.
It looks like it. I wonder if...
I'll get it. Hello? It's quiet. Yes, he's right here. Captain Norton, it's one of your men.
Oh, thanks. Hello? Yeah, you got him. Good, bring him right up here. Yeah, to Marks' room. Fine. What's that? I see. Cleaned out the place, huh? That's good. Tell Mahoney to book him incommunicado. All right.
Caught our gunman?
I'll say they caught him. Got him trying to get through the lines in an intern's white uniform.
We're trying to play it smart, huh?
But that's not all. The plainclothes men raided the service garage.
Now, the garage where Donald Robert Lincoln's car was stolen from?
Picked up four men wanted by the police for a long time.
Hey, you police boys are doing all right.
That should just about round up the whole mob, Captain. You already have seven in the clink. This torpedo you picked up downstairs and the four at the garage make 12. It's a pretty good-sized gang in itself.
I'll say all except the leader.
Yeah, a man we really want. Look, Captain, you don't need us for the moment.
I'd like one of you to stay.
Well, how about it, Reggie?
I don't.
All right, come on with me, Doc.
Sure. Where are we heading for now?
Down the hall to Phil Terry's room.
Sonny's there.
I know. I hate to have to break the news of Mark's death to her.
Yeah, she believed in him right straight through.
Well, the quicker she knows about it, the quicker she'll get over it.
Well, this is it.
Yeah.
Hey, Sonny's crying.
Come on.
Hey, Jack. Jack, Phil Terry's got a gun.
Yeah, so I got a gun. No, you don't. Come away from that door.
What's all this about?
Close that door, Packin.
Sure.
And don't try to run for it, because if you do, I'll drill Sonny right through the heart.
You'll kill Sonny?
Yeah. Now close the door. Come over and line up alongside Sonny at the foot of the bed. Both of you.
Yeah, sure.
So you know who the leader of the mob is.
Who told you that?
Sonny did. You told me everything, didn't you, Sonny?
I wish I were dead. I don't want to live.
Well, don't worry, Sonny. I'm going to take care of that, too, along with your two boyfriends here.
So Sonny told you that we knew the mob leader.
Yeah, what's so funny about that?
Nothing. Only it looks like you've gone off half-cocked.
Yeah?
Yes, you see, when we told Sonny that, we thought that Leslie Marks was the man.
Marks, huh?
Yes, it never occurred to us that you were the man until we walked into this room just now and found you so hot and bothered.
I see. So I played it dumb.
Well, that's always the way it is with the smart boys. Sooner or later, they make that one big mistake. And that's the end.
Okay, I can take it. Curtains for me. But curtains for a lot of other smart guys, too.
Oh, gonna shoot us like dogs, huh, fella?
Oh, that amuses you.
Not very much. But looky, Phil, I can see why you might be mad at Jack and me. But what did you want to go bothering Sonny for? You ain't never had no better friend than Sonny.
Oh, please.
What do you think all the shooting's been about?
How you mean?
When I came to in this hospital and found I was never going to have Sonny, I promised myself nobody else was going to have her either.
And that just about explains everything.
Yeah. Now that I'm washed up, I'm still going to see that no one else has Sonny.
Uh-huh. I get you.
Tell me something, Phil.
Well?
Did you organize your gang after you were brought to the hospital?
That's a pretty dumb question. How can you organize a mob in a hospital?
Then you were in the business before.
That's right.
But Sonny said you was a pro at the golf club.
Sure. Swell blind and put me right next to the best people.
One more question. The death of Sonny's parents in that plane crash was none of your doing.
No, it was an accident as far as I know.
And your own auto wreck was an accident?
That's right.
But all the rest of the deaths were the work of your gunman.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, guess that's all. You got any more questions, Doc?
Nope.
Sonny?
No.
Well, here we are, Phil.
Yeah, as you say, here you are. All lined up in a row. I ain't shot a rod since I've been in this place. But I guess I'll do all right.
Yeah, and at 6 feet, you should ought to be terrific.
Who's that?
Hello, Phil.
Arthur. What are you doing here?
Wasn't you expecting me?
What are you doing with that rod?
Well, you've got one, Phil. We're brothers. We're just alike.
Didn't I tell you the next time I caught
sure,
you a
sure,
rod?
Sure, Phil, only this time it's different.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've known for a long time you was head of that mob. That was all right. I knew you were having folks pumped off. That was all right, too, but I kind of took a liking to Packard and Doc Long here.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's why I took that sawed-off shotgun down to the brownstone house and blasted two of your torpedoes.
Yeah, I was afraid that's how it was.
Sure. That wasn't all right. And no matter how I acted, I think Sonny's a swell girl. So what you got in mind now ain't all right either.
Why, you little sawed-off meaty mouth.
You ain't ever gonna slap me around or choke me again, Phil. I don't hate you, Phil. I wish I wasn't gonna do what I'm gonna do.
I wish you was a swell brother a fella could be proud of.
Arthur,
get away from me. Don't come near me. Now, looky, Arthur. You two fellas are...
Shut up! Go on, kid. Get out of here. Beat it.
No!
I'm warning you. Beat it.
Goodbye, Phil. No!
Get Terry's gun, Doc.
I got it.
Arthur!
That's all right, sir. He's gone.
Jack, come over here to bed. Phil's going fast.
What's that?
Yeah. Little Arthur wasn't such a bad shot himself.
Here, let's see.
Let me alone. I'm washed up.
Huh? About Arthur?
He didn't know what hit him.
Yeah, crazy little punk. I
always told him I'd make a man out of him. Or kill him, trying.
Looks like you did both, fella. He sure was plenty of man for my money a minute ago.
Well, so long.
Turn those propellers over again, Reggie.
Righto.
All right, hold it.
Fella, this is what I call an airplane job. Boy, if it ain't.
Well, that's all we can do this afternoon. What time is it?
About 6 o'clock.
Let's call it a day. Come on down, Reggie.
Righto.
Well, here she is. Our very own airplane all ready for us. Why, it don't seem any time since we was grousing around because we had to wait 2 weeks for the factory to get it ready.
Now, these last 2 weeks have passed in a hurry, haven't they? Well, roll your sleeves down, Reggie. That's all for tonight.
I think we'll be ready to take off by tomorrow afternoon. Don't you, Jack? Ben, look out, Central America.
Well, we can't get out of San Diego any too fast to suit me after what happened last night.
You mean Phil and Arthur using each other for shooting targets?
Quiet.
Forget it. We're going to have a busy time if we get away tomorrow. Reggie, you'll have to finish up the work on the plane.
Suits me.
Doc, it's up to you to get our clearance papers for the ship and see to our passports.
Yeah, I'll get them out and dust them off. Feller, I don't know when I've been so head up. Central America, doggone.
It does promise a bit of adventure, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, if it don't...
Well,
say. Hey, that's Sonny's voice.
What's she doing out here at the airport?
Hey, Sonny, here we are.
I thought I'd catch you out here.
Jove, I hope there isn't any more trouble.
Hello, boy. How's the plane coming?
Fine, fine. We're pulling out tomorrow.
Oh, I see.
Why, is there anything the matter?
Very much the matter.
Yeah, what?
Me.
Well, what do you mean, you?
What do you think I mean? You're going to pull out and I'm stuck here? You think I like this place any better than you do after what's happened? Phil and Arthur and Leslie Marks?
Fine. A bit like a morgue.
Yes. Well, you three have been so swell to me. I know it's an imposition, but I just couldn't help asking one thing more.
Well, let's have it, fella. What do you want?
Well, take me with you.
Oh, look here. Hey, we're going down into the Central American jungle.
I can't think of any better place to forget, can you? Won't you please? I'll pay my way and I won't be any bother. I mean, just because I'm a girl won't matter. Anything goes. What I don't like, I won't see.
Oh, now, I don't know about that. What do you say, Jack?
Well, we could use some more money.
Yeah, we are going to be kind of short of dough when we get all our equipment.
Oh, look here now,
Oh, please,
fellas.
Please. You mean you'll consider it?
Why not, if Doc and Reggie agree?
Well, it ain't the way we planned it, but as you say, why not?
Reggie?
Oh, I say, a girl!
Oh, Reggie, are you going to...
Oh, I say, you're not going to cry.
I am, too. I'm so disappointed.
But I haven't said you couldn't go. Oh, look here, will you stop those valley tears?
Then I can go?
Yes, fine, but I bloody well don't like it.
Oh, Reggie, you're wonderful.
Reggie, son.
What?
Doggone, feller. But you sure are a sucker for women.
Transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking. This program came from New York.